Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today, and a wonderful day. This is another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice.
Hello, God bless you. We're here on a special edition this afternoon and this morning, wherever you might be recording, amen, or listening, and wherever God has blessed you, amen, to be a part of, amen, Doctrine of Truth. We have some special guests today. We're talking about, amen, the great commission that God has given his people. Amen. Christians have a career that Jesus commanded us to go into all the world and teach and preach the wonderful news of the good life God has given them through the church. How can they do that? By believing in the message about his only begotten Son, and because of what Jesus had done, amen, and save the world from their sins. And you don't have to pay the price. Jesus already died and gave himself a living sacrifice for that. And we thank God for you. Amen. Wherever you might be listening today at this time or this afternoon, we'd like to offer a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for every listener, wherever they might be at this time. Lord, we ask you to bring understanding and give them comfort, and give them the peace of mind, oh God, that they need. And as you go forth and through this broadcast and through this conference, oh God, we know that you are able to help us, all of us. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And our endeavor, as always, in this broadcast is, amen, we have seminars and teaching, amen, to give you the grassroots, amen, down to very simple explanation about things whereby you can grow. The Bible says that we get the milk of the word and we can grow thereby. Amen. So right now, amen, if you'd like to be a caller, to like to be a part of this this broadcast, you can dial 1 on your phone, 1-855-236-2252. 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We also always like to, amen, receive emails, mailing. If you want to email and leave a message, amen, you can email seniorbishop@jciministries.org. seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Or you can go to our website, amen, http://www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Or you can join us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries. And you can, we'll also, we'd like for you to write JCI Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, that's T-A-M-A-R-A-C, Florida, 33320, USA. Amen. And we ask to thank God for you. Amen. Concerning the Great Commission, Jesus said in the book of Matthew, the 28th chapter. Amen. We're going to read from there, from the King James Version. We also, we believe that there are other great interpretations of the Bible. We have the International Version. We have the American Standard. We have the Amplified Version, amen, as well as, amen, the King James, and we have the King James Version, Matthew 28, beginning at the 16th verse, Amen. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, and to a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. God bless you today, and amen as well. And I think right now we're going to have a caller. Amen. In queue. If you press 1 on your phone, then the operator will put you in. And we thank God for you. Amen. Getting ready to.
Come back.
Amen. Open up the lines. And we have a caller. Yes, sir. Go right ahead. You're on the air. Go right ahead, caller. You're on the air. Last digit, 3706. That's you. Yes, sir. Hello?
I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Yes. God bless you. God bless you.
Yeah, the communication is not clear. Oh.
Hello?
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 Yeah, I hear you, Leon. You can talk.
Go ahead, Brother Leon. Leon, you're on the air. As well as the...
Yeah. Okay, it's a blessing. It's a blessing in good time for all of the Christians to be stand up to talk about the living word. Today is a great day. The day the Lord has made, we have opportunity to talk about. Hello, everybody here? Listen to me.
Yes, we
hear you. I hear you well. God bless you.
I have Pastor on the line too.
Okay. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. O'Donnell. And this is as well.
No, Pastor Ogden, my brother.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you, brother.
Yaha. Go right ahead. We're talking about the Great Commission, and I think the brother Leon Toussaint, he was leading us off, but amen. I'm sure good to hear both of you today and many more that are coming calling in. Go right ahead. You're on there.
Okay, you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, now, Dr. Poole, we planned for all listeners today to talk about the Great Commission. You know, first we see all around the world about family plan, how a lot of problems come up, things change, instead of being responsible. People ignore the real things to do. But we realize, Jesus came to this world for our great salvation. And from the salvation, he gave us freedom to Golgotha by crucifixion. We ignore that this freedom, we have also a part of responsibility. We need to be responsible for everything and take care of real business as a Christian, because it's not good, like you say, you're Christian, from your mouth, by action, by behavior, by a lot of activities you can do that can prove you're a Christian without saying, I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God, I can do this, I can do that. No. God gives you everything already, everything has done for all your life. The family has been to take care. You got to be a model in society. You got to do good in society with a good understanding.
Yes.
But I don't know if my brother has something to say about family, or if he has to say special greetings to all friends, all supporters in Florida, because JC for Life Ministries support his church. A great time in Haiti. So now we make sure we put him in the front for people to hear from him. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor. Yes. Yes, we can hear. All right, your brother, he's not.
Hello?
Yes.
You don't hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, we can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Olguin Toussaint. I'm from Haiti. I'm a Haitian pastor doing ministry in a little community in Haiti.
Good, good. Give the name. Give the name of your church again.
Bethlehem Evangelical Church. Bethlehem Evangelical Church. This is the name of my church in Haiti. It's a pleasure for me today to be a part of this program, and I greet everyone who is hearing now this program. And I don't know if how long I can talk today in this program.
Well, Pastor, go ahead. We'll tell you when to cut off. Says, give us make sure we know how to contact you through mail if somebody wants to write you or email you. But go right ahead. You got about 20 minutes if you want to talk. You just let us know, you know, how things are going in Haiti with the Great Commission.
Okay. My phone number in Haiti is 509-374-5721. This is my phone number in Haiti. And my email is olgens@yahoo.com. Olgens is olgens@yahoo.com. This is my email.
Okay.
People can contact me by email or by phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
You clear now? You hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. From the very first beginning, today is a very special day. And talking about the Great Commission, we point fingers on one side first, on responsibility, Christian responsibility. And special thanks to Dr. Puzan's family, great part of Bethlehem Evangelical Church in Haiti. And he's a good supporter to make sure all Christian around him be updated and do what they're supposed to do. So we thank you for that. It's a blessing too, Dr. Poulos. I hope everybody in Florida knows that Dr. Poulos is a good supporter for all Christians. Whenever you're around him and you want to do good, you want to do right. Yeah, we most important for us today is talking about responsibility. It's not like you say, God has done it for me and I don't need to do nothing. I'm so glad I can get the bridge cut off in the front of me. I don't need to worry about tomorrow, about me. But guess what? The members of the church, your friends, your family around you, did you do anything to keep a smile on their face? Did you do anything for them to be happy, to get a life like you, as a human being, as you get a good life too? No. But if you can talk, you say, hey, if you die, I don't kill you. If you have a problem, that's not my responsibility. If you can afford to give hand to another human, you got to give the hand, because
don't feel like the freedom God has done and it's over. The salvation is only for you. God is only one for everybody. It's not one God for one child. The God we have is one God for all of us. And we talk mostly about family. That's a good example about the responsibility we have. If anything happened to the family, we go back to the Lord. What's going on? You got to question yourself about what's going on in your life and what you have to do to change your life. But things happen. Remember that society get eyes on you the same way God has eyes on his child. The responsibility is to move on. Let's do it the way Jesus did it. Hard word to say. It's a hard practice. So what do you think, Dr. Paul?
Yes. It's
what
very
do you think
good.
About that?
Yeah,
when we say
yeah,
responsibility, it's... say, let's do it the way Jesus do it. Show me love, brother. Show me love, Dr. Paul. You know, it's a hard thing. What do you think, Dr. Paul?
Yes. Yes, we have to be a witness wherever we are by just living. About living, and when we people begin to be concerned about how you do it, and you don't do it like they do it anymore, and they want to know why you're taking on that lifestyle. Why are they doing Haiti? How things are being done in Haiti?
Oh, okay. This question for you, Pastor, again.
Yeah, in Haiti, we make big effort to bring the word of God everywhere to everyone, and every people do it in his way, but for us, we don't believe that the Great Commission is only to preach or to make some activities. But we know that the Great Commission is a lifestyle for all believers. It's a lifestyle. It's not only an activity. That means we do our best to talk and to make action to help the poor people too. And because when we only talk, the poor people sometimes they cannot hear because they have too much problem. But you have to see how you can help them in their problem, and now they can give the message after that. Like Jesus used to do. Jesus, when the people came, he always gives food or make some miracles in front of them. And then when the crowd, all the people come together, they gather the people with the miracles, and now he starts teaching them. This is what we are trying to do in Haiti. Sometimes we plan to do something, social things, and after that we give the message. But the Great Commission is not only talking, also make action, because it's a lifestyle.
Okay, there's something I want to change. I'm sorry. Disturbing you talking about people in Haiti, I can answer this question to Dr. Paul if you give me permission.
Yes.
What happened about Christian life, Christian lifestyle? When we see problem, we don't call it problem. What is it? Is a running under situation because it's breaking time from this to that because of some reason. Things going wrong. Things going bad, we don't call it problem because a problem has a solution. How to find a solution? Jesus is the solution if we call Christian problems.
He said, come to me, and if you follow me, you hold your cross, you follow me, and you'll be the one of my disciples. And the world will be open for you. But what we talk about Christian life, any things, any difficult situation, we feel like we are under a stable or bad situation. But it can be a long time, it can be a short time. That's up to the Lord. Because we always pray the Lord for a door to be opened, for a miracle to be done, for a change to be happened, for things to change. Because if we remember the living words, let us know that if we knock, the door will open. If we ask, something will give to us. If we believe, we'll be saved. Therefore, we have a master. We have to serve it with faith. And everything will be open for us, but that's up to him and up the way we follow him. It's not easy. He taught us that. But we got to make sure we will be strong enough to follow the way. Like I have on my writing saying, Lord, show me the way. Give me the way. Put me in the way. And I will be follow the direction behind you. Amen. So
Amen.
The people in Haiti, we consider first they have an education problem. The education problem is not something easy to put them on track. But little by little group until we multiply the group, it can be done. But it's a long-term situation to deal with. Secondly, we have social condition. That's one thing that when we start talking about the Great Commission, responsibility.
Yes.
First, secondly, we're talking about when people have to do things, they always put on themselves like, oh, everything is done for me. Hey, I'm so grateful. No, it's not I'm. We. Let's do it the way Jesus do it. It's a hard way for them to say because they really don't want to do that. But we believe that if we pray for a great change, people who don't believe can be a part of good things to change any situation people are under. Okay.
Okay. I would like to add in back to the seek and knock. You know, that's God's way. It's like research. And God will Christians be great researchers with all our problems. And the research like now, I thank God for the pastor because, you know, I'm looking to help other brothers and sisters in Christ. And there are many others that are reaching out. So that's God's system. God's system is giving and researching and asking. And many times that some Christians are just too proud to ask and too proud to listen. But that's the way God answers. He answers like through radio, television, letters. So I thank God for the pastor and the great message. And that way we can understand what we can do to help people with their problems, to help them with the solution.
All right.
Okay. All right, Pastor, from Haiti, we'd like to hear from you again.
Pastor again.
Yes?
You hear that? Yeah, Dr.
Like to hear.
You want to hear you again? So, no. Do you have anything to say now?
Yes, I'd like to say something, but that can take a minute. let me say something about the Great Commission. Dr. Poole read for us the passage in the Bible. We teach about the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20. In this passage, there is something special in this passage about the Great Commission. The last time I hear, because I am in the United States now, and I see how people is very interesting about when Barack Obama have to talk to the nation, because Barack Obama is a great leader, and everyone like to hear when he gave a speech to the nation. That's the thing for the leaders everywhere. Everywhere, people like to hear the great leaders when they give their speech. And in every generation, everywhere, they like to do that. Because sometimes when the leaders talk, they have some promises in the speech. And when people obey to the leaders, they have reward for them too. And when they don't obey the leaders, sometimes they have punishment or penalty. Jesus Christ, before he left the earth after rising from dead, Jesus gave the last speech with the disciples in the mountain. In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus gathered a disciple here and gave the last speech. And in this last speech, he gave the Great Commission. This is what the disciple have to do after Jesus left. There are three things in this passage. The first thing is in verse 18. In verse 18, Jesus told to them that he has all power.
Yes.
He has all the power. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, Apostle Paul explained the power. He says, God gave Jesus a name above all names.
Yes.
Every knee shall bow in front of him, and every tongue will declare that Jesus is the Lord. This is the power. Every name, a name above all name, every knee shall bow and every tongue will proclaim that Jesus is the Lord. This is the power. This is how Apostle Paul explained the power of Jesus Christ. There is also a great promise after Jesus showed the power that he has, but he gave a promise too. And in verse 20, Jesus says, I have all authority. Jesus says in this verse that you have to go. When you hear the gospel and you trust, you obey, you receive the salvation. But when you obey and go, you accomplish the Great Commission. And when you accomplish the Great Commission, the big promise is, I will be with you everywhere. Jesus will give you all his presence for that work. This is the great promise in the Great Commission. The great promise, you will have the plenty presence of the Lord with you everywhere you go to accomplish the Great Commission. That means God will provide everything for you.
It's a part of this testimony. Part of the testimony too.
Mm-hmm. today we have to keep this promise. We have to work. We have to stand up, wake up, get up, and go. Do not fear. Go and do exactly what the Lord has to ask us to do. That means go and share the gospel, share the good news with everyone in the world.
But I believe today, the special today is a vision like that. You know, it's like what God has done in our life, bringing to the world and let them know God is good. God forgive his people. God give salvation to his people. God bring people to the right way. Consequently, if you don't follow, he's not responsible for whatever happened, but it's up to you to keep direction.
Mm-hmm.
That if the word is light, you're in the light, you ask him to give you the light, to put on the light, and you got to follow direction.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest responsibility is like where you receive it free, and you receive it from him, go back around the world and let them know how it was good for you. He's good and continue to be good for you. And
yeah.
That's what people can follow the word.
Yeah, and also in the Great Commission, the comment is not only go, but the comment is on make disciple. That means you are saved, you go and give the message. People become saved and let them become a disciple. Teach them what the Lord asked us to the way that the Lord asked us to live.
Yes.
To make disciples, you have to teach the new believer that he has to love God and love all the people.
To love people. That the part I feel is a hard part for the whole world. Like the hard part is, let's do it the way Jesus do it.
Yes.
Let's show love to one another. Hey.
Yes.
Yes. Show them the love of Jesus Christ. Show them the love of Jesus Christ. They save according to the love of Jesus Christ. And now they have to love others. When we love God, we see the love of God. Now it's easy to love everyone. Because we have the love of God inside of us.
Dr. Paul.
Yes. Yes.
Dr. Paul.
Yes.
Because
if we, that's what Jesus said. That's what Jesus said. He wants us to love because when people come to Christ, they be so broken. They be so hurt. And the world doesn't teach love like helping to share the food, the clothes, the money to help them to restore their life. Jesus wants to go out and tell that message that God loved them as well as he loved them in action. And I totally agree. Go right ahead, Brother Leon. Toussaint.
Yes,
go ahead.
Okay,
yeah.
So,
Brother Leon.
Yes, go ahead.
There is a sister on the air. I would like to ask her to say hello to everyone.
Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. My name is Jasola. I'm just here. I'm listening to you guys. I'm learning a lot while I'm listening to you. Talking about God, how we should love each other, and so we can have the work done. So I'm listening. My name is Isula. I'm here in Florida, Coral Spring, and I'm very happy to be with you guys.
Welcome aboard.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Let me give a number. Somebody might want to call in direct, and they can talk. They can dial 1-855-236-2423. 1-855-226-2252. That's the toll free number. 1-855-236-2252. That's a toll free number, and when you call in, if you want to talk, just push 1, and we'd be glad to have you in the studio. Okay. But what I okay. like before we have about 20 minutes before we the Christians, God has commissioned us to tell others that we should work together like little ants. You ever seen ants and how they work? And they, you try not to solve the problem all day, but if we take our time and help one another, you can be greatly understand that there's hope. People today have lost hope. The young people have lost hope. They think it's all about themselves, but Jesus brought good news that God loved them, and it's not about themselves. It's about the whole body of Christ. And I'm so happy to hear all of you, because people need to know that God love in all countries is the same love.
It's the same love. Yes.
Go right ahead, Brother Leon. Go ahead.
Yes. You know, I really like this part. Let's do it the way Jesus do it. Hacemos las cosas como Jesucristo, en la manera de Jesucristo. So it's like it's really good, like, you know, and if some Spanish people listen to us too.
Yeah.
So I say that too.
Yeah, hola, 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 my friend.
So,
but, you know, if we,
next time, yes.
If we put all our hands together, if we put all our hands together,
or whoever, any nationality, any nation, everybody around the world got to understand, got to do it the way Jesus do it. If you can call yourself Christian, but we say free. It doesn't matter if you don't say you're Christian, but the way you act, the way you voice, the way you present yourself, the way you put the words out, you push the words, people can see you're a real Christian without saying it. But things is like that. We bring it to the world the way we get it. The Holy Spirit covers, washes, cleans us, and put us in under the light in the right way to believe. How great he is, and he continues to do good things for us, give us opportunity, give us a great blessing. One part, if you give me permission, Dr. Poole, we can move to the second part about thinking society, like when people complain about what they need, what they want, what they have to do, instead of bless the name of the Lord for all we got from him. Like, can you go to buy supplies, oxygen for your life the whole night, last night, and this morning you wake up? Do you know how many oxygen you absorb, you use all night for you to wake up? I don't think nobody knows that story.
No.
And these oxygen supplies for the whole day.
Yes.
And you
sleep,
you wake up. I think it's already a good blessing. A blessing.
Yes.
In the meanwhile, you see people in the hospital, doctor tell them, next 30 minutes, they will be out of life. Mm-hmm. People in the street, in a second, they will hit one another, and less you come around, dead, before you should get on this spot. People walking, say, I don't feel good. Before they say, I don't. Before good, there was good come up from their mouth, and they pass away. Mm-hmm. People doing things, say, hey, I see you tomorrow. And later on, they call you, hey, you know what happened? We said it passed away this morning. What, last night? What happened? Just set off, no heartbeat, heart attack, gone.
Yes.
So we have so many blessings. And I can say in Florida, especially, we are in Florida. We people in Florida we have a lot of blessings.
Yes, yes. I like to say as well.
Yes.
I like to say as well that sometimes, like you say, is we have to teach them. Jesus said, "Teach them," on the Great Commission, because when we teach them that we are part of what God is doing, and it's just like a car. Just like a car. If you got a car, and the car is four wheels, and one wheel don't want to work, the car will not run too properly. Once we realize that we are part of the car, we're part of the movement, then God can bless us and help us, because he knows that you understand that you are part of his movement, you see. And I found sometimes people forget that the commission is for us to go out and tell people or live right, and they just get about themselves. They want to be their self. And then they get confused, they get worried, because they have no help coming. But if you realize that you're part of the system for God, God will bless you, because you give God the glory and you give him thanks all the time. Go right ahead, Pastor. Go right ahead. Dr. Leon, go ahead.
Yes. Bringing the word of Jesus Christ to the nation, to the worldwide, as a testimony for all he has done in our life.
Yes.
Today is a blessing. It's a special day to talk about Jesus and everybody in the corner, different corner of Africa, in the summit of Israel, around the world, and from Europe to the Middle East, from Asia to the Caribbean. Everywhere, people have the opportunity to hear from us talking about Great Commission as Christian responsibility, what we have to do. Hard way to think about, let's do it the way Jesus do it.
Yeah.
But we have we have this invitation. We have this calling to do so. As a Christian, we are responsible to get hand to give hand to another, and by the way, we get taught to believe, help others to believe, and we can go further. In the name of Jesus, we always think that our Lord is a great God. He forgive, he clean us, he prepare us. He changed our life. He fixed our situation. He gave us good things we never expect. He made us to understand the one another in different language. Like we can say good morning. We can say bonjour. We can say buenos dias. Hello. We bless, and we want to share all the goodness from the salvation from Bethlehem to Golgotha, the Great Commission, about our responsibility, about our love to one another, and the things to have done in this world.
It is so important that we've been involved in action, and to encourage. We know. If we're someone that's new in Christ and they're young and they're just starting out, they will make mistakes. They will make mistakes. But as a baby make mistakes, we should put our arms around them and love them and encourage them that they're not by themselves. There are many people that are listening. Amen. They're listening now. And it's good to know, when you listen to other people from other countries and other languages, that you're not by yourself. When you make problems, something happen, you just get up and keep going. Because other people have done the same thing, but we all encourage, we have a hope. Amen. We have a hope, and that's why we came to Christ. We have a hope that, life will get better, and life will get better. It will get better. All right? All right. We have about 12 minutes left. Anyone is listening, didn't say anything, they want to say something? Anyone? Go right ahead. The pastor, he's still available.
Okay.
The pastor want to say any closing words?
Okay. It's time, your turn to close the program now. I can do it.
Okay, we have about 12 minutes. We have 12 minutes left. Anybody else you want to?
I can do the first prayer.
Okay, well, go ahead. We have 12 minutes, yes.
Okay, Heavenly Father, we believe you are the master. You control everything and you fix the world. Today, we thank you for the first step to talk about the Great Commission as Christian responsibility, as our vision to feel like we have to live the way you used to do it. From Bethlehem to Golgotha, you bring us salvation, freedom, and you operate a lot of miracles in our lives. Whoever has the opportunity to listen to us today, do something for them and let them join to us and we move forward. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
All right. You want to pray something in Creole or Spanish for the other listeners?
Organ?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead. Anyone want to do anything in Creole or Spanish?
Oh, I can go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
So,
go ahead.
What do you want to do? You want me to pray in Creole or?
Whatever you want to do. Whatever.
Just. Huh? Ok, pou tout zanmi ta koute program nan, nou ta pale de la Grand Commission, se yon opotunite beni sou nou nan le sou internet, chans ke nou pat jam te kage wotan, men jodi an nou, ou ta reme inogire se chans la kon moun bagay nan kontine fe, e nou ta chwazi jou ak le pou nou toujou ansam, paske organ se sou ta iti, ki nan Boston, avè nou. E Dr. Poul, qui ont grand support de tout le monde qui a fait bon travail dans la parole bon Dieu. Je dis, nous avons invité tout le monde pour comprendre l'amour bon Dieu qui a manifesté les sauvages dans Bethléem pour que nous le salut. Et quand il est arrivé dans Golgotha, il était cloué sur la croix pour que nous la vie, pour que nous liberté sur le mal, pour que nous priorités de bien avec opportunité bénie pour nous vivre la vie aujourd'hui. Si nous avons parlé de lui, nous avons témoigné non, parce qu'il est grand, il est réellement grand dans la vie. Non. Même si on dit sur les oiseaux, sur la nature, il est créé nous pour nous vivre toute la grâce à eux, et nous le servir en essayant de réussir. Et tout ça, je veux dire, est bon pour nous vivre et nous inviter tout le monde capable de comprendre qui vient faire quelque chose dans la vie. Non. Chaque famille, chaque ami qui vient chanter et participer avec nous, que bon Dieu bénisse, change la vie, et témoigne de Jéhovah grand dans le sac pour. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have another caller that came in the studio, and your phone number showed up. If you push 1, if you want to talk, then I can type you in. Amen. And we can glad to have your remarks on the studio. You'd like to talk? Let's go right ahead. You on the air? The last.
What?
Go ahead.
Jesus Christ in Street. Dr. Poul, I'm sorry. Just to remind you, JC for Christ Ministry, managed by Dr. Poul, has a school opening in Fort Lauderdale. Announcement,
okay.
Dr. Poul. The school, don't forget the school.
Yes.
Let me say that in clear. Apilai Shekap Kuti in Tosa Aveno Kunyala, you're only going to call evangelist school, Munka Devini, counselor, Christian counselor, Kadevini, chaplain, Uka Devini, or pastor too. Et l'école là pour venir en bas, et puis crédit n'est pas tellement cher, et puis son grand école qui est accrédité par ABQ West Palm Beach, Cabedo. So, sou ta interese, ou apre ale nan JC Ministries, JC for Life Ministries.com, ou apre kontakte Dr. Paul, and Dr. Paul on numero telefon neto. Ok, go ahead, Dr. Paul.
Yes, we have a new caller that came in at area code 774-434-2674. You like to say anything? Amen. Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, Dr. Paul. It's me. It's me again. It's Pastor again.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. We got about 7 minutes. Anything else you want to say? Good to have you today. Anything you would like to say before we close out?
Yeah, I want to say thank you to you, Dr. Paul, because you gave me this opportunity to talk this afternoon in your radio show. And I want to say thank you to Leon, my brother. And thank
First
you,
all,
my...
Thanks to the Lord. My, Jesus, the blessing.
My friend JC, who is in the air. So, thank you, JC. And
be blessed, JC.
Okay, we have any?
To God be the glory.
Yes,
we have any more ladies that want to say anything before? It's always good to have ladies on the air to express themselves as well. Anyone else?
And bless to all listeners.
Go ahead, young lady. Yes.
Yeah, for the school, you say be on the Broward. I would like to have more information, because I'm really interested about to know God.
Yes.
I don't know if I can get more information on the website so I can look and.
Yes, we will give you the website.
We have the school?
The online school. Yes, you're talking about the online school? Yes, it's
online.
It's online.
Okay.
And it's www.jcimbiblecollege.org.
Bible College? Okay.
.org.
Okay.
And okay. After we go off the air, those of you that want to listen to the program again and invite friends and relatives, you can go on to Blog Talk Radio and look for Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, and you can hear this same broadcast again any time of the day, anytime.
Okay.
And we have many more programs, and we hope to have more programs with you and, amen, and my good friend, amen, Dr. Leon Toussaint. Amen. We're working it. We have a school for chaplains
yes.
Program.
Oh, Dr. Paul, let them know I have my certification for chaplain already. Let them know.
Yes. Yes, he has. And if you just stay close to him, or either we will text you when we get off the air the information as well.
Yeah.
But you can also go to the website. We also have a website.
Another thing, I will be the first master graduate from the college too.
Yeah.
In the name
and
of
you
the
can
Lord.
Go, and you can go to the website for the organization, for our church organization. We have a website, www.jciministries.org. That's www.jciministries.org. and you can get a lot of information there about the organization and the work and the vision and the school. You can type right in there. Amen. We're
therefore,
so glad that anyone else have anything.
Invite some of the people to be there. Yeah.
Yes. And we will be having more broadcasts with Brother Leon and all of you in the future. So we're so happy to have anything that anyone have a special problem or any situation you want us to pray for, you want us to, you know, this email. Sometimes you can go to email Senior Bishop at jciministries.org. But when you go to our website, we'd be glad to be able to help, because that's what we are as Christians. We're here to help one another. We're supposed to. And when we do that, you know, God will bless you, because he wants his kingdom to be built up. And if we stay on track, we're helping others that's in Christ and helping, you'll find that more doors open up for you. I used to learn when I try to help others, and I found out some things. When I help others, I learn I have more faith helping others than helping myself, you know? Yeah. And when you out researching and helping others, you find things for yourself. You might not want it at that time, but you be open doors for yourself. All right, any more comments or remarks from any of you? All right.
Yeah,
our pastor,
so we continue to thank God for everything, and we pray for the door to be open widely, and some other people will be able to do for us. In the name of the Lord, we continue to pray. We keep our prayer. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Be encouraged. You know, there's a hope in Christ. Christ is our hope. We're sure that if we keep praying about things and hoping and reading the Bible, amen, and you will find that whatever the problem situation that you were going through, amen, will become less and less problem to you and become more like a project to you, and just to see what God.
Yes, that's why I think that for a Christian, it's like we're under situation. Because the problem has a solution, under a situation is a past time, and that will reverse to be the good time.
Yes. Once you begin to pray more, you know, and read the Bible more, and this searching, you find out that the way has already been made and things have already been corrected, and you just put down what you thought and let God do it, and God will take care of you. He always take care of you. Amen. For those of you, again, you go to the Bible College online. It's www.jcimbiblecollege.org. www.jcimbiblecollege.org. And the more you feed your mind and feed your spirit with the Word of God and pray, and go out and fellowship in some church. Fellowship in a church, and don't sit around and let the enemy destroy you and give you. God bless you today. I'm so happy, amen, that we started this special broadcast, and we will be hearing from us again. And God bless you, Brother Leon, and all of you pastors and young lady. Amen. This is a start to a better life.
Amen.
A better life. Father, we ask you to look upon those that are here.
Yes.
And God, grant the healing in their mind and their spirit. Oh, God, that you will give them a new light and new understanding. Oh, God, what you have given us all. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tell a friend.
Amen.
Go on the computer. You can review this at Blog Talk Radio. Doctrine of Truth. Amen. Bishop Poole. Amen. They can hear this broadcast again and again and again. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless.
Amen.